Welcome to 95 Mac Daily for Monday, May 3rd, 2021. I'm Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by CryptoPro. Leading off today, now that iOS 14.5 has been released to the public, we're starting to get a closer look at how various companies are implementing the new app tracking transparency requirement. Perhaps most notably, we have new details on the pop-up message that Facebook and Instagram are using to encourage users to choose the Allow option when prompted about tracking. Facebook had been a vocal opponent to app tracking transparency, which is the new feature in iOS 14.5 that requires developers ask permission from users before tracking them across other apps and websites. But despite Facebook's opposition, the company has no choice but to comply now that iOS 14.5 is publicly available. In the pop-up message, Facebook says that iOS 14.5 requires developers to, quote, ask permission to track some data from this device to improve your ads, end quote. The message also details three ways that users benefit from this type of data collection: showing you ads that are more personalized, helping keep Instagram and Facebook free of charge, and supporting businesses that rely on ads to reach customers. Facebook refers to these pop-ups as educational screens. They will appear to users immediately before the iOS 14.5 app tracking transparency prompt. The second bullet about keeping the services free of charge is especially interesting because there have been no indications that Facebook plans to offer paid versions of its applications. It's also worth noting that it is against Apple's human interface guidelines to offer users incentives for enabling tracking. This is not what Facebook is doing right now, but rather it's simply giving an explanation on why it collects so much data. But in the future, Facebook would not be allowed to say it will charge users who disable app tracking. Facebook says these prompts will begin rolling out in Instagram and Facebook over the coming days and weeks, so you might not see them right away. In other news today, a report over the weekend claimed that Apple is working on a hi-fi plan for Apple Music. While the report itself did not come with much evidence, 9to5Mac has now discovered evidence in iOS 14.6 that suggests support for hi-fi songs could be coming to Apple Music in the future. The original report said that Apple is expected to announce hi-fi support on Apple Music in the coming weeks, and that the hi-fi tier would cost the same as the regular Apple Music subscription at $10 per month. In the first developer beta build of iOS 14.6, which was released last week, 9to5Mac found new code added to the Apple Music application that specifically mentions Dolby Atmos, Dolby Audio, and Lossless. As it currently stands, the music application has never offered support for Dolby Atmos or Dolby Audio. What makes this more interesting is that these references were only included in iOS 14.6 Beta 1. They were not present in the internal files of iOS 14.5 or iOS 14.6 Beta 2, so this suggests that the mentions of Dolby Atmos and Dolby Audio are indeed related to something new that Apple is trying to hide from us. For those unfamiliar, hi-fi songs have less audio compression, which means they sound better with more detail. The music streaming service Tidal, for example, has long been well known for offering a hi-fi plan, while Spotify also recently announced that it plans to add hi-fi support sometime this year. But as it stands right now, there is no word on when Apple will release iOS 14.6 to the public, and it could also be that Apple saves Apple Music Hi-Fi for iOS 15, which will be announced at WWDC in June. We are sponsored this week by CryptoPro, a Bitcoin and crypto ticker and portfolio app for your iPhone, iPad, Mac, and Apple Watch. Hit the link in the show notes to get 1 month of CryptoPro Premium for free with code 9to5Mac. CryptoPro is a fully native cryptocurrency tracking application with market prices, news, and price alerts. The app supports all of the platform features that you've come to love, including widgets, Apple Watch complications, menu bar support on the Mac, Siri integration, and syncing via iCloud. There is also support for Face ID, Touch ID, and Apple Keychain to protect all of your sensitive information. CryptoPro is my favorite way to stay on top of all of the latest crypto news on my iPhone and all of my other Apple devices. 9 to 5 Mac daily listeners can get a free month of Crypto Pro Premium, which unlocks real-time prices, portfolio sync from exchanges and wallets, additional charts, and curated market updates. Just hit the link in the show notes below and use code 9to5Mac at checkout to get your free month and to help support 9to5Mac daily. Rounding out today, it is an open secret that the App Store is a huge revenue and profit driver for Apple. But to date, Apple has not disclosed figures that break out exactly how profitable the App Store is. In fact, Apple had previously told senators that its business does not calculate profit and loss for individual products and services. But new court testimony in the Apple versus Epic trial seemingly reveals a number that Apple has tried to keep quiet. New filings in the case, first reported by Bloomberg, reveal that the App Store ran at a 78% profit margin in 2019. The figure comes from a court testimony from an Epic Games expert witness, Ned Barnes. According to Barnes, the profit margin from the App Store rose from 75% in 2018 to 78% in 2019. Epic is trying to show that Apple is making excess profits from the App Store because it holds a monopoly over the iPhone and iPad app market. Epic wants the court to force Apple to lower fees and allow other payment systems and alternative app stores to operate on the iPhone and iPad. But of course, Epic hires witnesses that support its arguments, and Apple hires witnesses that support its defense. So Apple is arguing that these figures are inaccurate and inflated. In a statement, Apple said, quote, "The calculations of the operating margins for the App Store are simply wrong, and we look forward to refuting them in court," end quote. But given that Apple takes 15% to 30% of all in-app purchases, a profit margin in the 70 to 80% range does not seem that unbelievable for the App Store. The Epic versus Apple trial officially kicks off today and will run for 3 weeks. So we'll have all of the most important coverage right here on 9to5Mac Daily every day. That wraps up another episode of 9to5Mac Daily. As always, you can read all of the latest Apple news on 9to5Mac.com. Follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller. And be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5Mac Daily.